This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are still about 7 weeks until the new Congress gets sworn in, but I think it is safe to say, as winter settles over Washington, D.C., that the chill has already started. And based on a report in the New York Times today, things are only going to get frostier. The paper says that perhaps as soon as next week, President Obama will take executive action on immigration, actions that will quite possibly have economic as well as political consequences. Michael Shear is a White House correspondent for The Times. He shared the byline on the story today. Michael, thanks for coming on.
Sure. Happy to be here.
In a nutshell, what's the president thinking about doing as far as you know?
The centerpiece of the program is something that would say, if you are here illegally but you have a child who is a citizen of America or who is a legal permanent resident, depending on how long you've been here, depending on if you've got a criminal record, there are some people that would be exempt, you would be able to apply for what they call deferred action. It would essentially put you to the side and say, we're not going to deport you. And it would also give you a work permit. You'd have legal papers. You could go into a place of employment and you'd be out of the shadows.
Which is an interesting proposition in an economy which is facing a softish labor market.
Right. And so there are clearly people immediately that seized on this, Republican folks who jumped on this as a bad idea. That's going to be one of the criticisms. And, you know, another criticism obviously coming from part of the Republican Party will be that, you know, these folks have broken the laws of the United States and shouldn't be rewarded for that.
With the acknowledgement that you're the White House correspondent and not the labor correspondent for The New York Times, who do we think these workers are? What does that do to the labor pool in this country?
You know, there's a lot of folks, and I'm not a labor reporter, but I think there's a lot of people that would say, look, these folks are largely employed anyway, right? These are mostly people who have been living in the country for many years, 5, 10 years in some cases. They hold down jobs, but they're holding these jobs in a kind of a hidden way or in a way that they're constantly looking over their shoulders and having to be worried about, a deportation proceeding if they're caught. And so I think the idea that the administration puts forward anyway is that if you bring these folks out of the shadows in that respect, allow them to sort of hold these jobs in a kind of above board way, it actually helps the economy and doesn't hurt it.
Talk to me for a second about the politics of this thing. Obviously, the president waited until after the election to potentially do this as soon as next week. Republicans have some levers they can pull. There are budget negotiations coming up, for example.
Right. You know, there are some Republicans who want to insist that the budget reflects that the government will not spend any money on this and that the president's actions will be essentially undermined. You know, whether ultimately the Republicans are going to be willing to take that to its ultimate conclusion and threaten another government shutdown over this issue, I think is probably unlikely. The leadership of the Republican Party, notwithstanding some of the other members, really doesn't want to get into another fight like they had over Obamacare. And so, I think the president's people feel on pretty firm ground that they can pursue this without that being much of a threat.
Very quickly, a couple of other things in here. First of all, it would change the high-tech visa system, which is of interest, obviously, out in Silicon Valley, and it refocuses what 12,000 immigration enforcement agents do down on the border.
Right. So on the high-tech, the law requires that the Congress set the number of visas, but there's some they think there's some tweaking they can do within that law to give the high-tech industry a little bit more flexibility to be able to bring folks from abroad. And on the refocusing of the immigration agents by saying don't focus on all of these families, they can then tell those agents to focus more, for example, along the southern border, which, you know, everybody acknowledges needs to be more secure. And so that's essentially a sop to the Republicans saying, look, we'll shift some of these priorities to the border, and that'll help you guys as well.
Michael Shear is a White House correspondent for The New York Times. Michael, thanks very much.
Sure. Happy to do it.
A quick corporate update before we go on. Amazon and Hachette, the publishing company, have come to an agreement. Their extended and very high-profile contract dispute, which became a touchstone in the publishing world, ends with Hachette winning the right to set prices for the e-books that it publishes. Other than that, no details, as they say, were disclosed.